97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on KSBT Sandpoint, KBFI Bonner's Ferry, and North Idaho Radio.com. It's Thursday. It's North Idaho Thursday, we call this. I'm Bob Witte. And before we get going, I want to thank Camille Neuter, Idaho's distinguished young woman, for joining us on Ricky's Top 10 yesterday. That was a lot of fun. The Sandpoint High School senior will be representing Idaho at the National Distinguished Young Women Competition next summer down in Alabama. Hopefully they can do that in person by then. And very impressed with her, just representing Sandpoint High School. It couldn't have picked a better person. Anyway, we've got a good show for you today. First, we'll be joined by Ken Hunt from the local chapter of Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's the quartermaster and treasurer. And we've had him on the show several times over the last few years. They have some fun events on tap, so to speak, that we'll learn about here in a few minutes. It's been a while since we've had Ken on the show, so looking forward to that. Also today, Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds will join us once again. We'll talk about the fair and things that happened around that this last summer. It was very successful. But really, we'll be talking about their next big event, which is their Halloween party, which is free, and it's going on at the fairgrounds next week. So Darcy will join us here in a little bit. Speaking of Halloween and next week, we are working on a special Halloween radio play. Yeah, for your spooky entertainment for next week's shows. Some variation of the Wednesday and Thursday show. We'll work that out tomorrow. Anyway, several of our favorite local actors are getting that together, and we'll present it right here next week sometime. For you old-timers, it'll be like going back, way back in time, and hearing an entertaining radio show just like they used to do before TV. So see if we can pull that off for you. It'll be a lot of fun. Our engineer wants to know if it's in color. Of course not. Be black and white. There was no color back in the 30s and 40s. It was just... Anyway, we've got football for you. KBFI this Friday, 7 o'clock. The Badgers... excuse me. Badgers are at Kellogg. So we'll be bringing that to you at 7. Bulldogs will be at Lakeland. What a huge game that is for both of those schools. Winner goes to the state. I believe the winner will host a state the first week game. So... wouldn't that be something in our new stadium and our new turf, and have somebody from someplace else come up here for the game? So Bulldogs at Lakeland on the air at 6:40. Jay Vandenberg, Chris Chatburn with the pregame show. Looking at the very chilly forecast, this football game is going to be cold, wet, muddy. In my opinion, perfect. The way football was intended to play, in the mud and be cold and wet and all that stuff. So looking forward to that. I'm not sure how they're handling the crowds down at Lakeland this year, but I know like at Lake City and stuff, they ask you to wear a mask, but people weren't. And so, but if you can't go to the game, listen to it on the radio. It would be great. Bulldogs at Lakeland, 6:40 for the pregame. Boy, JVs are home tonight at 6 o'clock, so you can get over to Memorial Field and take that one in. Cross-country districts today down at Farragut State Park. Swimming is Saturday. They have their regional meet. And a volleyball. Sandpoint volleyball is at Moscow tonight. Winner, same thing with the football team against Lakeland. Volleyball girls against Moscow. Winner goes to state. Loser doesn't. So lots going on in sports. And yeah, just kind of keep up with all of that stuff. What else is going on? Well, let's see what's happening. Clue is on stage right now through this weekend at the Live at the Panada Theater. It's a mystery comedy taken from the pages of the screenplay by the same name, which was taken from the board game of the same name. Join in on the comic oddballs known as Scarlet, Plum, White, Green, Peacock, and Colonel Mustard as they race to find the murderer in Bodie Manor. Great cast, a great whodunit, live on the Panada stage, presented by the Panada Playhouse Players and us here at Blue Sky Broadcasting. Tickets are just $16 for adult, $8 for youth. You can go to panda.org and get your tickets in advance, is what they suggest. And Panda has gone to great lengths to safely distance people. I mean, you can sit with your immediate friends and family, but you'll be safe distance from everybody else. There's only one way in and one way out, so that you're not all touching the same door, stuff like that. So go to panda.org for more information. Hickey Farms Harvest Festival is in their last weekend this weekend, so bundle up and get on out there. It really is a lot of fun. One of my granddaughters had her fifth birthday party out there a couple weekends ago, and it was a blast. There are lots of hay rides and other things for kids to do, kids' activities. There was a beer garden. There's food concessions. There was live music, stuff for kids to climb on, and, of course, pumpkins. Pumpkins all over the place. It's the perfect week to do that. So Hickey Farms, let's see, they're Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll be open this weekend. From 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 5:30, you can check them out on Facebook, and it's out Highway 200, like you're going towards Clark Fork, but way before you get there, like you pass Sunnyside, you will see Hickey Road, little sign, but there's a big sign that says Hickey Farms. Turn there and go and enjoy that. Pondere Winery this weekend, Nick Wiebe of Wiebe Jammin'. We'll be playing a mix of musical flavors with the skillful use of acoustic guitar and loop pedal for your musical experience. Let's see, the Sandpoint Nordic Club hosts an outdoor winter welcome event Saturday from 2 to 5 at Pine Street Woods. Enjoy a walk around the wide trails with beer. What could go wrong? With beer, local vendors, a silent auction, and socially distanced bonfires. I guess they spread out the bonfires. It's your chance to reconnect with the Nordic community and see what's in store for the upcoming ski season. It's free and open to the public. That is Pine Street Woods, 2 to 5 on Saturday. Also Saturday, Rotary Clubs of Pondere and Sandpoint co-sponsoring Pints for Polio at Matchwood Brewing, 3 until 5. Proceeds go to the Rotary Club's great efforts to eradicate polio in the world. Winery music on Saturday, my buddy Chris Lynch will be playing from 5 until 8. And on Sunday, Dwayne Parsons will be playing piano at the Pondere Winery. Other things going on, let's see here. We've got, told you about, Devin Wade is playing at McDuff's Beer Hall Friday evening, 6:30 to 9:30. Kevin Doran is at the back door. Ike Arts has Blake Christiana playing on Friday. Saturday, live music with Chris Lynch. I already mentioned that at the winery. Kevin Doran switches over to McDuff's Beer Hall on Saturday. And there's a Boo Bash costume ball at the Sandpoint Community Hall Saturday from 7 to 10, complete with the dance lessons, and COVID protocols are being observed. Yeah, that's all a bunch of great stuff that's going on. What's going on in the show? We have Ken Hunt with us from the Veterans of Foreign War and Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds, and we will get to all that stuff right after this.
It's Abe Knudsen from Knudsen Chevrolet. With earlier evenings, bonfires, and pumpkin spice, it's what we like to call fall savings time at Knudsen Chevrolet. If a trip to the backcountry is in your plan this fall, make it in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4. At 21% off MSRP, you can buy stock number KK9890 now for $36,487 plus tax and fees after rebate, and dress it up with $1,000 of free accessories. Hurry so you don't miss fall savings time, because this offer expires November 2nd, 2020. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knudsen.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security at home or office, or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Find new roads at Knudsen Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polston Avenue in Post Falls. Knudsen Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time to think about buttoning up everything from the farm and home to a new coat from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. In our clothing department, we have a wide selection of winter coats, jackets, vests, and flannel shirts for both men and women from several different brands, like duck jackets and hooded coats from Carhartt, including the Rain Defender water-repellent jackets for men, or the new Sherpa-lined flannel shirts from Alaska. In the women's department, you will find fleece-lined flannel shirts from Carhartt and hooded Sherpa-lined jackets from Bern. Michelle shops for the best deals on men's and women's clothing so we can bring you the best prices from the brands you love. And don't forget our impressive glove selection with new arrivals seasonally for men, women, and children. Warm clothing for the season is waiting for you at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Turn your email into a $1,000 shopping spree at Bi-Mart. That's right, Bi-Mart, home of the $5 lifetime membership, is giving out $1,000 to a lucky member every week. All you have to do is go to Bi-Mart.com and sign up for our email newsletter to be entered to win. Plus, you'll get our latest savings guides, Bi-Mart big buys, and more sent directly to your inbox. Turn your email address into a $1,000 shopping spree only at Bi-Mart.com.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th Annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio. Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, and our first guest is Ken Hunt. He's the Quartermaster Treasurer with the Sandpoint VFW Post 2453. No stranger to this show, but Ken, it's been a while. I'm trying to remember the last time you were here.
So at least 6 months, yeah. We did...
We weren't in the studio.
No, I was in a different studio. This is much nicer. I'm impressed. Nice. But yeah, it's been about 6 or 8 months. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's been going on? Well, first of all, for anybody who may be new to the area or didn't know that, you know, we had a Sandpoint VFW, what are you guys all about and what do you do there?
Great question. We're about supporting veterans and their families and the community. So through a whole series of programs, and there is a bunch of them, most of them oriented toward veterans, of course, but we also do things like scholarships for local kids, for Sandpoint, Priest River, Clark Fork, the alternate school. We give scholarships all the way across the board. We increased our scholarships this year to 4. Last year we only gave 2, so we doubled our money, doubled our pleasure kind of thing. It used to be a candy bar, I think.
No, it was gum. It was
that's right.
Double mint gum. And they always had.
So twins. Yeah, whole series of things. Veteran awareness. We have somebody down at the post Monday through Friday from 9 to 11.
Oh, okay.
And it flip flops between individuals, but at least somebody will be there to answer the phone.
And I'm curious, does Bonnet Ferry have a branch?
You know, I know Clark Fork does. I believe they do. I know Priest River does.
Okay.
I know Clark Fork, they've got a
post. So they must.
Post. I'm sure they do, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a bar or anything. So that's why we do this series of beer fests. A lot of posts, I was over in Whitefish, and they had an amazing canteen set up.
Yeah.
I was, holy smokes, man.
Yeah, that's pretty typical of Whitefish.
Yeah.
You have some events coming up?
Yeah, we do. We've got 4 things coming up between now and Christmas. The first one, the close-in one, is this weekend coming up on the 24th at
McDuff's.
Thank you.
I will never draw a blank when it comes to McDuff's.
Yeah,
it's my favorite place.
I love their beer. At McDuff's, but it's the beer hall on Cedar, not the restaurant. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. We are going to do a similar format we've been doing. First beer for veteran is free. You just have to be a veteran, show up. We're going to raffle off an Attleboro knife again, one of my knives. And we will pay for the first-year membership for any veteran who's eligible for the
VFW. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we get to your other events, tell us about your knives. I know you've mentioned it before. I've seen them before when I go to these events that you guys put on. What is your knife business all about.
I love it when you give me a plug. Thanks, Bob. Honestly, thank you so much. It's a small company, my wife and I. We've got several different types of knife, folding knife, mostly fixed blades. The name of the knife company was established to commemorate my dad, Bill Hunt.
Okay.
He's a missing in action veteran here from Sandpoint. Oh. And he was declared missing in Operation Attleboro in 1966. So we named the company Attleboro Knives to commemorate Dad. And the first knife is called the Attleboro. And it absolutely is a knife dedicated to Dad, his loss and awareness for him. And he's still declared missing. I've been to Vietnam twice looking for him. But he's still declared missing in action. And it's just a way for me to kind of remember Dad, you know. Yeah. All of our knives have a story behind it. Our newest knife is one called the Gramps. And my Gramps here from Sandpoint, Everett Hammonds, he lost his left hand in a hunting accident. Horse pulled it off. And that knife is called the Gramps. So it's dedicated to him and elk hunting and the, you know, just remembering him.
Well, that's great. So an awesome tribute. So how do you sell them?
We sell them online, our website, attleboroknives.com. We do about 6 or 8 shows a year, and I've got about 15 dealers nationally.
Mm-hmm. Well, good stuff. So, again, Oktoberfest is this Saturday at McDuff's Beer Hall from 3 until 6, and you get your first year's membership taken care of just by showing up and hanging out. And the last one at the Beer Hall was very well attended. I was there, and it was pretty cool.
It kind of depends on the weather, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it because it's kind of, maybe people are just kind of relaxing a little bit, getting back in the swing of things. So it should be a good time. Yeah.
Very good. And then you have a VFW turkey shoot coming up in November.
Yeah, so 24 November, about a month away, we're doing a turkey shoot at Renko Arms, who also carries my knives, by the way. I love Brandon there. The general concept is we'll have 3 prizes, one for a man, woman, or child, 8 to 12. All the food we gather is going to go to the Bonnie County Food Bank. The cost of admittance to come and shoot is 2 non-perishable food items. So 2, you know, cans of corn, 2 whatever is non-perishable, and then we'll donate whatever food we get and a turkey to the Bonnie County Food Bank. And then whoever wins their category wins a turkey. The Renko is supplying the venue. The weapons are going to be provided by Bonner County Sportsmen's Association. You'll shoot a 22, 5 rounds, and the tightest shot group will win the turkey in your category.
Well, that's great. That's happening at Renko Arms. Do you need to
Just be there between 3 and 6.
And anybody can shoot.
Anybody can shoot. Nobody under 8. And, yeah, men, women, and then children between 8 and 12.
Awesome. So that's coming up November 24th, 3 to 6 p.m. And then you have a Winterfest event coming up in December at the 219, which, by the way, had closed temporarily during the day. But from what I understand, everything's fine and they're back open all the time.
Yeah, I talked to Mark and Mel over there. They're back up and running, and they are so supportive of us. This will be the third event we've had there over the years here. If you want to call it standard, we're calling it a winter fest because it's more in the winter, but it's our standard kind of a beer fest. Any veteran, first beer free, very, very similar to what we're going to do at McDuff's. It'll be from 3 to 6 at the 219 Lounge on the 24th, of the 11th of December. 11 December is the Winterfest at 219 Lounge.
All right. And then you mentioned just before we came on the air, so I know nothing about it, a candy drive.
Yeah, we do a candy bar drive. It's Sandpoint Chocolate Bear, the provider. It's $3 per bar. They'll start to go on sale. It's to raise money for the organization around Veterans Day. 11 November. Mm-hmm. So they'll go on sale about a week early, and then they'll stay out there about 2 weeks after. $3 per bar. There's a real nice dark chocolate or a real nice milk chocolate. The 4 locations are going to be First American Title, the UPS store on Cedar just across from McDuff's, Trinity, and the Ponderay Bay, branch of the Mountain West Bank.
That's great. So what are you going to do with that money from the candy drive?
Well, everything. You know, the winter's coming up, and we'll get a lot more requests for support around the winter. So our firewood drive is or our firewood preparation is already kind of done. It's cut, it's stacked, it's ready. Any veterans can get firewood. They just need to come and request it. And then any other services. So we pay for a lot of fuel during the winter, power, those kind of things, when veterans in need don't have the money to augment those kind of things. And they're widows. We help out some veterans' widows around the area.
Yeah, see, a lot of people aren't aware of all the things that you guys do. How do they get in touch with you? Is there a website, or are you on Facebook? Or
yeah, great question. Yeah, we are on Facebook. Get a hold of us there. I'd say the best way is to just come by, and they can always call me. There's a flyer up right now for the Beer Fest. They can call me at that number, 208-301-8152. That's my number. They can call me there. Or stop by the VFW Monday through Friday from 9 to 11.
On Pine and Division.
Yes, sir. Yep. So it's right by that new stop sign, four-way, that's driving everybody crazy.
You can't miss because it flashes. Right. Like you're driving down Division, like, what is that? Oh, yeah, it's a stop sign. But that intersection was getting out of control. I think that would be a perfect candidate for a roundabout, but it's just not big enough. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
hence the four-way stop.
Hey, I have one more thing. I'm sorry to get a chance. We recently had a venue, an event at our organization, our post, and we took some heat for it here or there. And I just want to remind everybody, the VFW, we are not political. We are extremely apolitical. We support everybody, and we do not pick sides. And we'll open that venue up for people to use for weddings, for whatever, as long as as long as it's not immoral, unethical, or illegal, you can come in and rent the venue and give us a donation. But we do not pick sides on political events. We're apolitical.
And I think our buddy Mike Harmelin wrote a nice letter to the editor explaining that situation. I mean, he wasn't mean or anything, or like you said, taking sides, just saying that we'd let somebody have an event there. So.
Yeah. Carolyn at the Bees posted another one for us from our commander,
good,
saying kind of the same thing, that, hey, look, we're apolitical. We just want to help everybody.
Yeah. That's good work. Again, Veterans of Foreign War, our Sandpoint Division, Oktoberfest this Saturday, 3 to 6 at McDuff's Beer Hall, 3rd and Cedar. Their turkey shoot coming up November 24th at Renco Arms. Their Winterfest is December the 11th at the 219. And a candy drive coming up on Veterans Day, of course, November the 11th, and you can get in touch with them at their website, on Facebook, or again, Ken's direct phone number is 208-301-8152. Ken Hunt, always great to see you, and you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, Ryan Wells is here from the Sandpoint Elks Club, and we'll be talking about an event they have going on this evening that you may be interested in, so stick around.
Sandpoint offers a unique collection of retailers, art galleries, and restaurants. Check out the Spirit of the Northwest at Holland's Gallery on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint. You'll find vintage fine art and black and white photography seen through the photographic lens of the legendary Ross Hall.
Step into Eve's Leaves, Sandpoint's finest specialty store for women. Pamper yourself with unique, carefully chosen apparel collections and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Visit downtown Sandpoint.
Are you feeling lucky? Well, are you? Make your way to the Kootenai Casino and Spa, and you're going to find out how lucky really feels. October is the perfect month to make the beautiful short drive to Bonner's Ferry. You can book a winning getaway with Kootenai Falls midweek room rates starting at just $79. Weekend room rates start at just $99. And every room comes with two breakfast vouchers. Our Springs restaurant is offering six special menu items, all local favorites, for just $11 each. And our Kootenai Spa offers a scalp ritual and choice of 50-minute massage or signature facial for just $79. The winning continues in the casino with hot daily spins, progressive jackpots, and more ways to win than ever before. Now are you feeling lucky? Book your getaway to the Kootenai Casino and Spa. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
Our American spirit is alive and strong, and while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi, and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here on NorthIdahoRadio.com and the aforementioned radio stations. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we pushed up our monthly elk segment this month a week ahead of time when we normally do the last Thursday of the month. But as I mentioned, we're doing our special Halloween play radio show next week. So looking forward to that. And also looking forward to a big social going on at the Elks Club here in Sandpoint this evening. And with us once again this month is Ryan Wells, a trustee with the Elks. And what is this evening's event all about?
Good to see you, Bob. We are planning a new building out there. We've had some golf cart sheds that are kind of fallen apart, and they've been needing some work for a long time. And so when we looked at that project, we said, what else? You know, if we're going to do something, you know, can we tie in something that would bring more people out there, engage with the community more? So we've looked at a lot of the planning that Sandpoint was doing. Ponderay's got the Field of Dreams starting up now. There's a lot of really cool things happening, and coming to the forefront of all that seems to be pickleball. There's a little group in town that has a facility with three courts in it. It's up for sale, and they might be losing it sometime soon. And so if we had an option, I think that would be something that would get a lot of people in there through the winter months. We've closed the golf course down now, so we go into that phase where
it's the earliest I can ever remember. I've been playing out there for 40-something years that the golf course is closed. Well, and the weather is conducive to, I mean, it usually would go to Halloween. I was actually, Jack Parkin's a good friend of mine, and I played the day after Thanksgiving once. Of course, wasn't open. We just went out there. But anyway, it is closed. It's closed to the public, so don't try to come out or get a tee time or anything because it's just not happening. I noticed they did the greens, and hopefully they'll be even better, although this year they were better than ever. And just good things happening at the Elks.
My phone buzzed me this morning and said we're going to have 6 inches of snow this weekend. So I don't know how good that would be to keep up with.
Yeah, it's not happening. But anyway, I wanted to pass that along because it is supposed to get back up to almost 50 next week. So people may be thinking along that. So pickleball, in case people listening don't know what it is, it's what's been traditionally outside, it's like a smaller tennis court. You have a net like you do in tennis, but it's a plastic ball, which is bigger than a tennis ball. And it's basically the same rules-ish, other than I think serving, than as tennis. But it, like I said, it's smaller. A lot of older people play it and play doubles because they are getting some exercise, but it's not as brutal on their bodies as, say, tennis, or if they're a former racquetball player or something like that. So it's really caught on and is pretty addicting.
And the interesting thing about the new wave is that, you know, it started in Washington, so we're kind of in the corner where it began. But the new wave of players is a younger power player, and the game is really evolving. It's very interesting to see that. And so a lot of the people that are getting involved with it are people that are other sport athletes or whatever, and they're looking for something to fill in. Or in our case, if you're a golfer and, oh, there's rain and wind today and you're not going to go out on the golf course, go indoors and, you know, get a little exercise that way. So it's a good balance to golf because during golf season, we want golfers out there. We don't need anything extra out there. But you know, when the weather turns bad or it's snowy or whatever, to have a plan B for a lot of people, I think is something we're looking at very seriously.
So would the pickleball, is it going to be a single court? Are you looking at two courts or?
Right now, looking at six courts.
Oh, you're kidding me.
So
it's going to be a pickleball headquarters.
Well, the one in town has three now, and it's always booked. And we've looked at some other models around. It's a very popular thing to put in at golf courses right now because of the fact of the winter months, especially up here. And we're looking at a model in Oregon where they put in 10 courts, and they're packed. A little bit more population base around those guys, but you know, it gives us the ability to grow, and there's not a lot of really great facilities around, so people would come to town for something like that, especially if there was a good meal afterwards, or you know, go over to the bar and have a beer, whatever it is you'd like to do. You know, I think it starts rounding out our season a little bit more to have a group of people there. You know, with the 10 court facility, we looked at a picture of it and there was 70 people in the room. And Monday night league, when we tee off, there's 72 people out there, and that's kind of our full house. So you start thinking of numbers. Well, we could bring in as many numbers as, you know, Monday night golf league, which is historically one of our, you know, busiest time frames at the Elks. So That's where we're headed. We're up for a lot of discussion. We've been talking to the Cornhole guys. 7B Cornhole needs a home. You know, we obviously have basketball, soccer, all these different things. I mean, the fairgrounds does a great job with all of those things, but it seems like there's probably room for, you know, even more indoor space. And then if we needed to have a bigger event or a wedding or something like that, you know, change it over to that and have a nice rental space with, you know, the Elks facility there. So,
yeah, it seems like definitely something to look into and almost a no-brainer. Time to move into some. I know the Cornhole group of players, and in the wintertime they go indoors in the brewery, a part of McDuff's, and they have seriously outgrown that.
Correct.
You know, they need expand. I was just there Tuesday, and it's their Tuesday night league, and there's a ton of players. So, yeah, good call with that. So tonight's event is just a social to talk about what we're talking about right now. I get the feeling from people.
Yeah, we have a presentation. We'll show some of those examples that I talked about, and just kind of give some history as to why we're going in that direction, and then open it up to, you know, ideas and input both from Elks members and from the public. We're going to serve some food and refreshments. The bar will be open if people would like to purchase something there. But basically, it's the next step in our planning phase. We have talked to our Elks leadership, and they are really behind the project. They think it would be great. So now we just need to double back, figure out some firm plans, and you know, put it out to bid and see what it looks like financially for us. But, you know, it's looking like it's a good project. You know, Sandpoint is blowing up at the seams right now with new people. And
no kidding. It's so amazing.
It's not a bad time to be planning something to engage people. And winter is our hardest season, if you're not a skier, to find something to do that, you know, is pretty consistent. So.
Yeah, so tonight at 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock at the Lodge.
At the Lodge, and you do not have to be an Elks member.
Right.
So if you've always, I mean, just about any time the general public are welcome to the Elks, but this is a great way if you've never been there to come see what the Lodge is all about, and no one's going to hit you up for membership or anything, but got a really nice bar. And like you said, you're going to be serving some food and just, you know, listen to this presentation, maybe put in your feedback. And especially if you're a pickleball enthusiast, or if you hear this and think, oh, that's something that I can do in the winter, I would love to do that. So you could head on out to the Elks tonight and learn all about it. What else is going on this winter with the Elks?
Well, we still have our normal, we're doing a fish fry once a month. That'll be on the 13th. Wine tasting, we just had our last one, and it was kind of an Oktoberfest theme. Fantastic. Our next wine tasting will be 11/20. Those have been really popular. Been having a great success with getting people out for that. And then November 5 to 7, we're having a Elks winter convention. That's more for Elks, but basically we are bringing people to town from all over the Pacific Northwest. They are having their winter convention at our lodge.
Wow.
It's cut back a little bit from what they normally are due to, you know, COVID and the things that are going on. But we expect to have upwards of 100 Elks guests there, a lot of dignitaries, things like that. It's kind of the Pacific Northwest Convention, if you will. And they do this seasonally, a summer convention, a winter convention, and we are the ones hosting the winter convention this
year. Have we ever hosted that before?
I believe we did in the 70s. But it's
that's how special this is.
Correct. You know, so it's
50 years.
You know, it makes its rounds, you know, and you've got to have the ability to support it and support the people. And, you know, luckily now in Ponderay, we've got a lot of nice hotels right around there and, and the different things we've got going. So we're more equipped to be able to handle it now. And sadly, with talking about this pickleball building, we're going and renting space in another facility because we don't have the space to host this. But something like that down the road would give us on-site space to, you know, have this convention completely on-site. So we're going to be bussing people back and forth, having meals and stuff at the lodge, but, you know, having most of the meetings and things across the street at the Ponderay Event Center. So
yeah. And when is that again?
That will be on the 5th to the 7th of November.
Of November.
And that will be an Elks only convention. But yes.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Speaking of big deals, just last thing, I know you need to get back to work. Got a million things going on, but I couldn't make it to the 100th anniversary. We had a golf tournament that same day. I was there till 5 or something. How did it go?
It was really good. Anytime that the Pack River store puts out a spread of food for you, look out, right? Fantastic food. And then the Bonner County Historical Museum did a fantastic display. So all of the lodge walls right now are all old history. So old history from downtown, old history from the golf course. So if you come out tonight, you know, wander through and see all of this stuff. They did a fantastic job putting out
I all love these those displays. Chairs. What are they called from the old lodge?
They're like big chairs.
Big honking wooden, solid wood, like they're cathedral chairs.
Gigantic.
There's a wood for it.
Yes.
Wood for it. But I had actually kind of forgotten about those.
Right.
And so that was pretty cool.
So all of that stuff was a great addition to our celebration. We had a lot of dignitaries here. Put a new plaque on the wall, you know, celebrating 100 years in Sandpoint. So, and then, you know, it's just a really big kickoff to plan what our next 100 years is going to look like. And so we've got a lot of momentum right now, and it's fun.
And it's great to hear about this and see the Elks thriving these days and the future looking bright, like you said, with so many people coming to town and, you know, helping out and joining and things like that. So there was a time years ago when things looked pretty bleak for the Elks, and it's just the opposite now. So congratulations to you and everybody who's contributing to that.
Hey, we appreciate your help here and, you know, helping us get the word out. It's great.
No problem. Ryan Wells, I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for joining us, and have fun at your event tonight, and hopefully this pickleball dream comes true.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, I haven't seen her yet, but Darcy from the Bonner County Fairgrounds is scheduled to be with us. And even if she can't make it, I'll tell you what's going on there next week. It's pretty exciting, so stick around.
Badger Building Center has the industry's absolute best Fabrel metal roofing with the best prices around. Starting at only $239 a lineal foot, Badger Building Center is ready to help with all your metal roofing needs. Fabrel Metal Roofing comes in 20 color options, has a 40-year warranty, and will give your home the protection you're looking for. Stop into Badger Building Center in Post Falls, Sagal, Bonners Ferry, and Kalispell, or visit them online at badgerbuilding.com. That's badgerbuilding.com.
More people are listening to the radio than ever before. Radio reaches over 90% of every age demographic. And these days, with extended listening hours, we're bound to reach your target demo. As you work to build your brand, let radio reach your customers with up-to-date information. And let us be your voice when we get going again. Reach out and let us know how we can help. Click the Advertising tab online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Jim and Sonny with Parker Subaru. Question. Want a car with a roomy interior, plenty of cargo space, and good fuel economy? The answer, the Subaru Forester. Get control and handling with symmetrical all-wheel drive combined with high ground clearance means the Forester holds its own off-road too.
the Forester and the rest of the Subaru lineup, the Outback, Crosstrek, Impreza, and Legacy. Plus, the Ascent is the big new SUV with all the family space you need. The Subaru Ascent offers room for eight, as well as all-weather readiness. Plus, a new turbocharged engine produces 260 horsepower. Right now, until November 15th, when you purchase a new Parker Subaru, you'll receive a season pass to Ski Lookout Pass, your number one powder place, delivering the best value, most snow, impeccable grooming, and new quad chairlift.
Parker Subaru will gladly explain all the standard safety and technology features. See the Forester at your no-problem dealership, Parker Subaru, just off Highway 95 in Coeur d'Alene.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry.
I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Are you feeling lucky? Well, are you? Make your way to the Kootenai Casino and Spa, and you're going to find out how lucky really feels. October is the perfect month to make the beautiful short drive to Bonner's Ferry. You can book a winning getaway with Kootenai Falls midweek room rates starting at just $79. Weekend room rates start at just $99. And every room comes with 2 breakfast vouchers. Our Springs restaurant is offering 6 special menu items, all local favorites, for just $11 each. And our Kootenai Spa offers a scalp ritual and choice of 50-minute massage or signature facial for just $79. The winning continues in the casino with hot daily spins, progressive jackpots, and more ways to win than ever before. Now are you feeling lucky? Book your getaway to the Kootenai Casino and Spa. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenairiverInn.com.
Fall is in the air, and that means it's time to think about buttoning up everything from the farm and home to a new coat from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company. In our clothing department, we have a wide selection of winter coats, jackets, vests, and flannel shirts for both men and women from several different brands, like duck jackets and hooded coats from Carhartt, including the Rain Defender water-repellent jackets for men, or the new Sherpa-lined flannel shirts from Alaska. In the women's department, you will find fleece-lined flannel shirts from Carhartt and hooded Sherpa-lined jackets from Bern. Michelle shops for the best deals on men's and women's clothing so we can bring you the best prices from the brands you love. And don't forget our impressive glove selection with new arrivals seasonally for men, women, and children. Warm clothing for the season is waiting for you at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, winding down our last few minutes for me this week. Glenn LeFay is in here tomorrow with his outdoor show. Glenn used to be one of our DJs here on one sister station, KPND, and is now one of the fishing guys at North 40, and has become like one of the North Idaho renowned experts on all things fishing. I mean, who knew? He's a great guy, so look forward to that. That's during the local hour tomorrow, Glenn LeFay with the outdoors. Coming up at the Bonner County Fairgrounds on Friday, October 30th, a week from tomorrow, 5:30 in the evening, is a free, I said free, kids Halloween party at the fairgrounds. So dress in your costumes and your Halloween masks, of course, and free kids Halloween party at the fairgrounds. It includes Halloween-themed movie. Sounds spooky. A costume contest, which is always fun, and there will be candy, fun games, treats, and more. Again, that's at the fairgrounds a week from tomorrow, and it's absolutely free. So check that out. You get more information, you can just give them a call, 263-8414. That's off the top of my head, so don't quote me. I think that's it, 8414. Or you check it out on Facebook, so go ahead and do that. I want to thank Ken Hunt for joining us today from the Veterans of Foreign War. Again, their Oktoberfest is this Saturday, McDuff's Beer Hall from 3 until 6. And if you're a veteran and you haven't joined the VFW Sandpoint branch, your first year will be free just by showing up on Saturday between 3 and 6 and find out more about that. We've got more high school football for you on the radio this Friday. Bonner's Ferry Badgers are at Kellogg Friday night. We will have that game for you at 14:50 a.m., 7 p.m. for the kickoff. Big game there. A huge game for the Sandpoint Bulldogs at their, what's really become their arch rivals in recent years, the Lakeland Hawks. We are at Lakeland, 6:40 for the pregame with Jay Vandenberg and Chris Chatburn. I'll be on at halftime with Chris Knowles, athletic director at Sandpoint High School, talking about all the playoffs for other sports that's going on. But the Bulldog game there at Lakeland should be wet, cold, muddy, and a lot of fun. Sandpoint boys JVs are at Lake, or have Lakeland here this evening at our beautiful new field, 6 p.m. for the kickoff there. Cross countries at districts. Boys soccer is playing, should be winding down right about now at against Valley View down in Idaho Falls. And Sandpoint Swimming has their regional meet this Saturday. So lots going on as high school sports winding down. Clue is on stage at the Panada Theater. It opens up tonight, 7:30. It's tomorrow night at 7:30. This is a play, live play, on stage at the Panada. Clue, based on the board game and the movie. Let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., and then this Sunday, a 3:30 matinee. Matinees are always fun, and you can easily safe distance at the Panada, the way they have things set up. So get on out and see some live acting on our stage. And that is going on, like I said, tonight, tomorrow, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, Clue at the Panada. You can always go to panada.org for more information, panada.org. So next week we have Halloween, and then, of course, I've already seen it some places. Where was I? Home Depot last weekend, buying a snowblower, of all things. Good timing, Bob. They already have Christmas stuff out, trees and lights and all that stuff. So it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping, and, of course, we always encourage everyone to do as much as you can locally. Still, a lot of people around here will travel to a place like Coeur d'Alene to do some of theirs. And Target announced this morning in a press conference that, you know, they've been doing shopping online. They'll bring it out to your, you know, curbside like everybody else. But they are going to try shopping by appointment, where you can contact Target, like, say, the one in Coeur d'Alene, and find out if there's a line out the door, because they're only letting certain people or certain number of people inside. And they say, hey, I'm thinking about getting down there this afternoon around 3. They will write you back online and say, your time is 3:15. So, yeah, it's our engineer said, yeah, it's like a VIP. Yes, it's, you'll be treated like royalty. So I guess you can go to Target.com and find out more about that. But that's a new one on me. I mean, making a reservation to go shopping. So anyway, they're doing it. They're going to try it out for this holiday season. It should be interesting to see how that goes. And what isn't interesting these days, these times that we live in, just an unprecedented year for all of us. But we'll get through it together. Anyway, next week, the goal is anyway, on Wednesday and Thursday, won't have our regular programming, but we will have a radio play for you, a Halloween radio play with Kate McAllister and Ricky and several of their acting friends. So we look forward to that, and then we'll be back in here the week after that. So till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.